All right, Della, let me find the article again. Here it is. Bank of New York, hundreds of dollars, handkerchief stained with a reddish substance, probably blood.
Cranberries.
What?
Cranberries. Of course. I think I've thought of the answer.
What are you talking about?
A single simple incident, quite insignificant, has flashed into my cloudy brain like lightning in the rain. And it all has to do with cranberries.
I'm not following you.
Cranberries.
Are they some kind of clues?
Who would suspect they're the answer?
Maybe you're getting the
flu. This handy little snack that always makes a tasty treat, with roasted turkey dinner and my special cookie sweet, and strung together look quite festive on a tree. I have to go, Maddie.
Why?
Cranberries.
I'm so confused.
Cranberries.
Come on, give me the scoop.
I'll explain everything later.
I hate it when I'm left out of the loop.
Sometimes the curious is really the obvious. Now I can see I must go and tell them right away that it all has to do with cranberries.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Cranberries.
I know you've had a bad day.
The key to the bank robbery is cranberries.
And just what does that mean?
Cranberries.
You know you're making a scene.
Cranberries prove who is guilty. Let me explain. The cranberry stained the handkerchief that belonged to Mr. Porter, that he carelessly left inside the vault when he robbed the Bank of New York.
Huh?
He bumped into me and spilled my cranberries in the street. Then he picked them up and stained his hands and wiped them on his handkerchief.
Ma'am, I think you've lost more than your cranberries.
Listen to me, please. Then he went to the bank again after Jim had locked it. Porter told me he was going home, but he had told a fib. He went to the vault and helped himself to all the money. But in his rush, he dropped his red cranberry-stained hanky. Please don't you understand that Jim is not the guilty man. It was Mr. Porter's plan to make it look that way. But his plan did not include my
cranberries.
Yes, you see what I mean.
Cranberries.
Can't you picture the scene?
Cranberries prove who is guilty. Let me see if I've got this straight. The cranberry stained the handkerchief that belonged to Mr. Porter, that he carelessly left inside the vault when he went to the Bank of New York. He bumped into you and spilled your cranberries in the street. Then he picked them up and stained his hands and wiped them on his handkerchief.
Yes.
Again, after Jim had locked it.
Porter told you he was going home,
but he had told a fib.
He went to the vault and helped himself to all the money.
But his rush, he dropped his brain.
Cranberry said, "Hanky,
so it all has to do with cranberry."
Yes, that's how it occurs.
Cranberry,
I feel so reassured.
It sounds like you found the answer. And the answer is cranberries.
We'll check it out, right?